Lionel Richie and All Night. Good morning, BBC Wiltshire. Ben with you, and it's 8:54 now. To the story that you've been hearing about in the news. Great tale, this. A photographer from Swindon is preparing to exhibit some of her images in China. Yeah, a collection of work by Emma Lord is going on show at the China Fit Natural, Organic and Healthy Nutrition Conference, and she's here to explain more, fantastically, with her tablet out, showing me some of the photos she's taking. Good morning to you, Emma.
Good morning, Ben, and thank you for having me.
They're all good, the four that I've seen, but the final one of the hog, the warthog or the boar or whatever it is, he's a bruiser, isn't he?
Yeah, that's actually, it's a female pig called Peggy.
You knew I'd get that wrong from the start. Yeah. I like to go in cold there and probably get it wrong when
she's
it comes
huge,
to
She's huge, though,
gender.
Isn't she? Yes, yeah, she's beautiful. She does have another half who you think she looks like a bruiser. He's incredible.
And describe the other three photos you got up as well.
Okay, so we have a duck who is or was known as Turkey Chops, is sadly no longer around, but she lived to a ripe old age. There is a goat as well. There's Peggy the pig. And the final one is a hen with a very striking red comb.
Yeah, they're all striking. And the goat as well, it's got that vignette effect, hasn't it?
It so has, hasn't it?
It's
yes.
coming at you with the sort of darkened side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how did this happen? Tell us. I mean, it's quite a coup by the sounds of it, isn't it?
Well, yes. I exhibited the photographs in London at an event called Behind Closed Doors, which was really an animal welfare event. And my photographs were shown amongst a very diverse range of artists. And through Behind Closed Doors, a lady called Grace Han, who is the co-founder and managing director of Towards a Compassionate Nation, which is a Chinese charity, saw the pictures and asked whether they could be used for this ChinaFit convention, which begins next week.
So you're not going, I should point out, but your photos are.
Sadly not. No, the photos will be there, though,
by the
yes.
wizardry of high-speed data transfer.
Exactly, high-speed data transfer and the Royal Mail, yes.
Very few people listening, I'm arguing, would have been to China themselves, and maybe we all just jump in with 2 feet when it comes to thinking we know about a country as hugely diverse and as populated as that. But a vegan conference, maybe not the first thing that would come to mind.
It's not really, is it? No. And this is a huge, it's a major, major event. They're expecting over 35,000 people to attend across a couple of days. And there'll be workshops there, health nutrition experts to talk to people. And it really is a growing thing in China, the veganism movement.
There again, there's the cliche sort of thought of someone waking up and tucking into a couple of chicken feet for breakfast and innards for lunch and goodness knows what else for tea. But do you sense that's changing?
I think it is, yes. And I think there's been a lot of hard work by charities such as Towards a Compassionate Nation. The reason that Grace actually established the charity is quite a sad one. When she was a child, they lost a number of family pets, dogs and cats, to the meat industry. They were stolen and taken off to market. So as a result, as an adult, she set up the charity, and they now work to raise awareness of the benefits of going vegan, but they also provide a rescue side to their charity. So they rehome cats and dogs around the world, actually.
Fantastic. And ferocious-looking pigs. Maybe.
Oh, she's a Wootton Bassett resident, Peggy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. and the other sort of starlets. What did you all? Did you snap them all around here?
Yeah, they all live in Wootton Bassett. They are a friend's family pets, so they will live out their lives safe in a small sort of farm holding.
They'll be getting a huge audience then in China. And how will your photos be used? Will it be on big panels or posters?
I believe so, yes. I think they're going to print them out as possibly A0 size, so pretty enormous.
I don't think the printer does that downstairs.
No, I don't. I've never actually, I haven't seen them myself in that size. So they'll be displayed. The picture of the hen, it's not quite a rooster, but as it is the year of the rooster, the organisers decided that might be a good one to auction off, because there's a huge auction towards the end of the conference, which will be screened live on Chinese television. So that will be auctioned. The money will go towards a charity which helps left behind children in China, which again is a very worthy cause.
You're helping on all fronts then.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm glad you're part of it. Emma, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ben.
Ever
Thank
so
you
much.
For having me.
Local photographer Emma Lord. It's 8:59.